This afternoon, you will hear a discussion of the topic, should the United States admit 240,000 immigrants? Here with us to discuss this question are Senator Leverett Saltonstall, Republican of Massachusetts, the Senate Republican Whip, and also Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and Representative Francis E. Walter, Democrat of Pennsylvania, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and co-sponsor of the McCarran-Walter Immigration Act. The founder of the American Forum of the Air, Theodore Granick, has asked NBC's Frank Blair to moderate today's discussion. Here now is Mr. Blair.
Few subjects have more human appeal than that of immigration. Proud as we all are to be Americans, millions of us still have relatives in other nations of the world who would like to live in our wonderful country, but not everyone can be admitted. The big questions are, how many can be wisely admitted and what should be their qualifications? The specific issue today is, should 240,000 Europeans, refugees from behind the Iron Curtain, be admitted over the next 2 years above present quota allotments? Senator Saltonstall, suppose we start our debate with a question for you. Now, you come from Massachusetts, the very state where the Pilgrims landed. Do you think the United States should admit more immigrants than existing law permits?
My answer is yes, I am in favor of this bill, Mr. Blair, for three reasons. Humanitarian, to exercise and to show that we mean what we say as the leaders of the free nations of the world, and because of our own security.
Now, Congressman Walter, I know that you're opposed to this, and would you tell us why?
Well, I'm opposed to this measure because ever since the Truman proposal was made, I have studied very carefully the implications connected with a matter of this sort, and I am of the opinion that the enactment of this legislation would not be in the best interests of the United States, principally because there is absolutely no way to screen the vast majority of the people who would come in under the provisions of the bill, and secondly, those who would want to come are not the kind of people that we want and who could contribute very much to the welfare of our beloved republic.
Well, now, Senator, how can these refugees be screened so that no communists or criminals would be admitted to the United States?
Well, in the first place, Mr. Blair, I think the McCarran-Walters bill, of which Congressman Walters is one of the authors, sets up pretty stringent requirements. And this bill increases those requirements. In other words, in this bill, every man who wants to come in must take some affirmative steps. He's got to go forward and show why he should come in. We don't have to look him up in the first instance. He's got to come forward. I think that that makes a lot of difference in the screening. I feel that under these provisions, it will be pretty difficult for a type of person to come in that we don't want to have come in.
Congressman Walter, as co-author of the McCarran-Walter bill, don't you feel that the safeguards that you put into the bill are enough?
Well, of course they're enough under ordinary circumstances, but the Truman proposal is to admit 240,000 people within 2 years. Now, according to the testimony of Mr. LaRue, who happens to be here, it's utterly impossible to get a thing of this sort moving within 9 months' time, which means that 15,000 people would have to be cleared and moved a month in order to carry out the provisions of the bill. And more than that, while it is true that people must make out a case for themselves when they present themselves for a visa, nevertheless, we are in no position to inquire into the veracity of the statements that these people would make. On yesterday, they were active members of the Communist Party behind the Iron Curtain. Today, they present themselves to the American Council and they say, I am unalterably opposed to communism. How does he know? How can he disprove any statement that they made? Now, with respect to the Displaced Persons Program, it was entirely different. Under that program, we had the benefit of the records that were in the Berlin Document Center. Fortunately, when Berlin was captured our forces took that part of the city in which this document center was located. In it was a complete record of every person who was admitted to the United States under the Displaced Persons Program. Now, that is as to the expellees. As to the other principal beneficiaries, and we're told that this is a measure to help people who are victims of communism, we come to the Italians, who are certainly not expellees by any stretch of the imagination. 75,000 of them would be admitted. Who are the Italians going to permit to leave, bearing in mind the fact that Italy is the only nation in the world where consent is required to leave the country? They're going to give that permission only to the low-income groups, and 35% of the Italian people are communists. Senator now, if that is the fact, then we have a right to assume that 35% of the 75,000 people who would be permitted to leave Italy are communists.
Mr. Walters, I just invite you to come up into certain sections of our great city of Boston in Massachusetts. Now, there's a priority in this bill for relatives of people who are in this country. I think probably 75,000 people could be brought right in as relatives to some of my friends and friends of my friends in the greater Boston area and in Massachusetts as a whole. Now, those relatives that come in are going to be inculcated by the people who are in this country today. And many of those American citizens of Italian descent have the highest patriotic motives, and they're going to inculcate that in their relatives when they come in. Children of some of them, nieces, uncles, perhaps fewer. I like to think that families are going to be united again.
Senator, then, according to what you just said, you feel that this program to admit 240,000 refugees might be a step in the right direction in combating communism.
I hope so. I think some of our security agencies, like the CIC and the CIA and the officers in the intelligence of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, feel that there's much merit in this bill, because it increases the feeling abroad that we mean what we say, and that we're going to take these good people in and give them a better chance.
Congressman Walter.
Well, of course, under the provisions of the McCarran-Walter Act, a priority is given to the very type of people that you're talking about, and nobody but relatives will be coming in for a long time to come. And it is the belief of those of us who put together that code after five long, tiresome years of work that we have written a law which will have the effect of reuniting families and reducing new seed immigration in that regard to a minimum. But, Senator, you overlook one thing very important. I have in my district as many Italians as you have, and men and women of Italian extraction, the finest people in my community in Pennsylvania. Are you sure that when these people come in, that they are not going to convince these fine American citizens that communism is preferable to our republic, to our system of government?
Congressman, if that is true, I would feel very sad today for this simple reason. If we here in the United States haven't put into our people who have come over from other countries, either in the first generation or the second generation, the feeling that we've got something here for them in the cause of freedom and in the cause of advancement for themselves, then we failed in our effort. If we let these people who come in convince them that everything in this country is wrong. If that's so, they wouldn't want to come in anyway, it seems to me.
Well, of course, the only people that want to come, Senator, are the people who are misfits and the type of people who can't get jobs abroad. There's a great feeling of nationalism among all of these people. I've talked with them. I've been in all of the camps in Europe, and I've talked with people in Germany who wouldn't come to the United States, as a matter of fact. On the 30th of June, there were 600 unused German quota numbers. Now, if there's this terrific pressure for 110,000 German expellees, why weren't those numbers used?
Well, perhaps it was too difficult for them to get to the right places and to get their names in. I know, and you know, that some of these quotas are 20 and 30 years, I think I'm correct, before a man can get in. Well, now he gets discouraged in those things, and he goes away, and he doesn't know, and the ability to get information abroad in some of these cities is not as great as what we know it here. Now, I've been in some displaced persons' camps, and I was in Dachau and Buchenwald, and I saw those terrible conditions in all those places, and I know what it is and what it means to some high-principled citizens, people who want to be citizens of the United States.
Well, the people that you saw in Dachau and in Buchenwald have long since been moved. I saw those people. They were the displaced persons. They were slave laborers conscripted by the Hitler war machine. Those people have been moved. We knew who those people were. We knew all about them. But I say, I repeat, it's a physical impossibility for the American consul in any city in Germany to know who the man is who's applying for a visa to come to the United States if he once resided behind the Iron Curtain.
Well, Mr. Blair, I'd say this in reply to that. It's my understanding that this bill does not require us to take 240,000 people in 2 years. If we run short of that, just as the congressman said on displaced persons, we will still run short of it. But I would not certainly be in favor of taking them in unless they were carefully screened. If we can't get 240,000 in 2 years, then we'll take less. But as I see this, 240,000 is the top limit, not the bottom limit.
That's Congressman correct. Walter, do we have any idea of the number of homeless refugees in the heart of Europe today?
I've heard various estimates. The last record I have comes from the Evangelical Church. They say that there are 8 million people, and I think that's about right. 8 million people, which means, of course, that this is just what President Eisenhower's cabinet officers have said it was, namely a gesture.
Well, it's a good gesture. It's a gesture in the right sense.
But don't you think that people will realize that it's a gesture and means nothing and no attempt is being made to strike at the problem? After all, too many people in this country are of the opinion that we are doing nothing about this problem of surplus populations and excess populations. As a matter of fact, in December of 1951 in Brussels, I happened to have been one of the United States delegates to this conference. They were set up an organization consisting of 26 nations of the world outside the Iron Curtain. That is headed by Mr. Hugh Gibson, a great American, one of the most competent men you could find. And it is functioning. It is moving people.
What is the purpose of the organization?
The purpose of the organization is to move surplus populations into underpopulated areas. It has just recently concluded an arrangement whereby 25,000 surplus population of Japan is going to be moved into Brazil, where they will develop the territory way in the interior of the country. Venezuela has a very intensive operation. And Australia has taken hundreds of thousands of people, literally, as has Canada. Just recently, Mr. Gibson made an arrangement with Argentina, if you please. And they will take many thousands of the kind of people that are needed in those underdeveloped areas to make them strong and to develop the resources such as was the case with the development of the United States.
Well, now, Mr. Blair, we've talked about the humanitarian side. Mr. Walters has mentioned now this group under the leadership of Mr. Hugh Gibson, who is a very fine citizen, on the immigration side into countries, other countries. My second point was leadership. Now, today, whether we like it or not, we're the leaders of the free nations of the world. And we're in the United Nations, we are in NATO, inside the United Nations. We're urging these countries to take in these people. We've got to do it in a very small way ourselves.
All right, gentlemen, we will continue our discussion and also take questions from our audience after this interesting message.
10 years ago, 31 of the nation's leading Negro colleges were faced with a serious financial problem caused by a combination of rapidly rising costs and declining revenues. Individually, they knew they could not make a strong enough appeal for help. So they banded together to form United Negro Colleges in order to make a more powerful appeal, a more efficient effort. With the help of Americans everywhere, these colleges were able to continue their educational services for Negro youth, to train young men and women in the professions, in arts and sciences, business and education. This year, they again need your help to provide more scholarships for deserving students, buy more books for libraries, employ more teachers to meet increased enrollment, to equip laboratories and classrooms. Your investment in United Negro Colleges will help strengthen America, so give generously to the United Negro College campaign in your community.
Now here again is your moderator, Frank Blair.
Senator Leverett Saltonstall of Massachusetts, Senate Republican Whip and Chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee, Representative Francis E. Walter, Democrat of Pennsylvania, member of the House Judiciary Committee and co-sponsor of the McCarran-Walter Immigration Act, are discussing the question of admitting 240,000 European immigrants. Now we'll take questions from our audience and see where we go from here. First question, please.
This is Representative Lawrence Curtis. I have a question for my colleague on the Committee of the Judiciary, Representative Walter. One of my constituents has written in urging that this bill be amended to be an all-refugee bill. And I'd like to ask Representative Walter whether he feels that that would improve this legislation.
Undoubtedly. They're two separate and distinct problems. One is that of the refugee expellee, and the other is surplus populations. And they should be treated differently, in my judgment.
Senator Saltonstall?
I wouldn't quite agree with my distinguished opponent on that. I believe that we can help in Italy, we can help in the Netherlands particularly, by bringing in people who are not refugees, but who are people, particularly relations of families in this country, who will have the opportunity to make good citizens here, and who have difficulties and are maybe lonely, with most of their family gone in those two countries.
Senator, are you saying that the 240,000, which is the number in President Eisenhower's recommendation, 240,000 immigrants in 2 years, should include not only refugees but other people as well?
The bill, as I understand it, includes escapees, expellees of certain ethnic origins, and then permits, in the case of the Netherlands and in the case of Italy, people what they are termed distressed persons.
And Greeks.
Three countries that have been extremely helpful to us.
Congressman Walter, doesn't the present Immigration Act provide for the admission of certain quotas from these nations we've been talking about?
Oh, of course, there are quotas provided for every nation in the world now. Since the enactment of the McCarran-Walter bill, all discrimination has been eliminated, so that today everybody, regardless of race or color, is eligible for admission in according to a certain formula. However, it's important to bear this in mind. I don't know what the unemployment situation in the United States is going to be a few months from now.
Based on what, Congressman?
Well, suppose that the Korean War should end suddenly. What will happen? How much unemployment will there be? The hearings haven't gotten into that phase of this problem. I think it's an important one. I just clipped a picture out of the New York Times showing 1,500 people standing in line to try to get 180 jobs as laborers in New York City, some of whom stood in line for 5 days to get a laborer's job paying less than $50 a week. Now, it's very significant that these people who come to this country go only into certain areas. And we have the experience of the displaced persons program behind us, so that we know exactly what the situation is. The figures show that 45.1% of the people settled in the United States under the Displaced Persons Act settled in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. nearly 32% in New York alone. That's where there is unemployment now. And I venture the guess that these people will all go to the same territory.
Well, now, Mr. Blair, let me say this to my friend. This bill, as I understand it, gives two priorities, farmers. And certainly with the legislation coming through to make it possible to bring in farmers from Mexico for certain crop collecting activities, to the so-called stoop labor that comes in, we will need farmers. And the second priority are relatives of families already here, which will make it possible for them to work with their relatives and to get jobs. I don't think that the few people that will come in will affect the employment situation in our great centers, industrial centers like New York or Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
Well, of course, as far as the farmers are concerned, I just had this foreign broadcast handed me. It was clipped from the monitoring that we do. A government spokesman stated with respect to refugees that the government should tighten the rules for admittance into the Federal Republic and should in the future allow only political refugees asylum in Western Germany. Now, I dare say that indicates that a great many undesirable people have been slipping into Germany. That's
by the Federal Republic, the Federal...
Yeah, that's the Western...
Western Germany, you
yeah.
Mean. Mm-hmm. Let's take our next question and see where we'll go.
I'm Alice Miller, and I'm a lawyer on the staff of the Board of Immigration Appeals. My question is addressed to Congressman Walter. I'd like to know how many people were actually admitted under the Displaced Persons Act of 1948 and the amendments, and whether those people have been successfully assimilated.
Under the Displaced Persons Act, there were admitted 337,244. They were settled in areas along the Atlantic seaboard principally. I don't know what the success was. I do know, however, that there were only three people deported in that group. It was discovered that two of them had been fascists and one a communist, which I think is a pretty good record.
Well, I think, Mr. Blair, if I might stay in that connection, the Displaced Persons Act was our first effort change in that has come over the world since World War II. Then came the McCarran-Walter Act. And now, while I voted against that because of quota reasons, I was very much in favor of some of the provisions that my distinguished opponent here today had inserted in that act. And if the quotas were different, I would have felt differently to it. Now, this bill has even stronger provisions on security grounds than the McCarran-Walter Act. It has improved on that act and has made it even more difficult to put a fraud on the United States.
Well, gentlemen, our time is running out quickly. As I understand it now, Congressman Walter, you are against bringing in 240,000 European immigrants in addition to the quotas already fixed in our Immigration Act. Is that right?
I am.
And will you briefly summarize on what grounds?
I am opposed to this particular legislation because I am thoroughly convinced that its enactment would mean bringing into the United States a minimum of 150,000 communists and subversives. For months, I have been sitting on the Committee on Un-American Activities listening to the most shocking kind of testimony. And most of it comes from the lips of these kind of people or people like them.
Thank you, Congressman Walter. Now we'd like to have your summary,
Mr. Blair, I'd say that I'm in favor of this for the three reasons that I stated briefly at the opening. First, humanitarian. That speaks for itself. I will not go into it any further than we have. Second, our leadership. We are the leader today of the free nations of the world. We want to set an example. We want to give, by setting an example, to show that we mean what we say and that we are willing to do what we are asking others to do. And third, our own security, by increasing the psychological feeling in these countries that there is an opportunity for men who will stand by their free leadership.
Thank you,
if I may say one more word.
If
we let in 150,000 communists under this act, then it's our own fault.
You've been listening to a discussion of the topic, should the United States admit 240,000 European immigrants? Our speakers have been, and we thank them very much, Senator Leverett Saltonstall, Republican of Massachusetts, Senate Republican Whip and Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Representative Francis E. Walter, Democrat of Pennsylvania, member of the House Judiciary Committee and co-sponsor of the McCarran-Walter Immigration Act. Now this is Frank Blair speaking for Theodore Granick, bidding you good afternoon.